It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Amanda Toole, the registered dietitian at the hospital, on the line. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Craig.
Happy summer to you.
Yes, thanks. Also to you.
Tell us a little bit about being a dietitian. I went through a couple of classes in college, and that's why I got into radio. But why did you become a dietitian?
So dietitians are the only healthcare professionals who truly have such extensive education and training in the nutrition and dietetics field. So in the healthcare world, dietitians are considered the experts in nutrition. That's kind of the piece we own. So often, dietitians, myself included, we are seen as the food police. People are fearful that we're going to judge you for your food choices or take away all of your favorite foods, and that is not at all what I'm here to do. This is your journey towards healthful eating. My role is to provide the knowledge you need to guide your food choices for your health and to meet your goals, and we work together on making realistic behavior changes to get you to your long-term goals. My philosophy around nutrition is focusing time and energy on adding those nourishing foods in to your diet and not cutting anything out. A balanced diet will provide your body with good nutrition while still incorporating all your foods, because we all know life is too short to not enjoy our food we eat, right?
That's what they say. Eat the cake. You know, Eat the piece of cake. It's not going to kill you to eat the one piece of cake. Now, eating the whole cake might be a bad idea, but at least have a piece.
Yes, exactly.
And even though we're kind of kidding about that, but that's actually important, isn't it? It's important psychologically to be able to not with, because you know, if you stop eating sugar, dead, you know, cold turkey, or you stop eating something, it messes with your mind and it makes it even worse, does it not?
It absolutely does. Research is really telling us that the more restrictive we get in our diet, the more we say, oh, we can't eat sugar, we can't eat cake, that actually that's more harmful in the long run. Because when we start to do that, what's the first thing we're going to start craving now all of the time?
Cake, sugar, everything. Everything you're trying to hold out, you're going to start craving it.
Yes. And then as soon as you're around it and you kind of say, all right, I'm going to let myself have it this one time, are you just going to have that one slice of cake?
No.
No, you're going to make it worth it, right?
I'm going to have the whole cake.
You're going to have the whole cake.
That's right.
And then after that, then that starts that spiral of, I shouldn't have done that. Why did I do that? I made a bad choice. I'm a bad person. And then that leads to kind of that binge restrict cycle that gets caught in and just leads to overall unhealthy food choices, but then also an unhealthy mindset around food. When we focus on adding those nourishing foods in, you naturally eat a little bit less of those fun foods because we're eating all of these other foods too.
Sure.
But it's not that negative mindset of, oh, I can't eat this, or oh, I really wish I could have that, because we are satisfied in other areas of our eating. So it helps balance it out that way as well.
Any kind of tips you can give people, especially summertime? You know, granted, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables are available this time of year, which is great. But anything else that people, you know, you're going to go into a lot of barbecues, or maybe, you know, get stuck inside in a rainy day and you may, you know, you want to eat something you shouldn't be eating. Anything you can give us, any kind of advice for that?
Yeah, I would say, you know, this time of year, we are around a lot of barbecues or we're vacationing, and we are not always in control of the food that we get served.
Right.
So something that everyone can do in any situation you're in is listen to your body. So trying to only eat when you are physically hungry, and then when you're starting to sense that you're getting full, putting your fork down and walking away from the food.
That's hard to do. That's hard to do.
It is. I do that.
Sometimes I'll go, you know, there's only 3 or 4 bites left, but I'm full. And sometimes I'll end up eating them. Sometimes I don't. But that's hard to do.
It is. It is absolutely hard to do. A lot of practice and trial and error. Sometimes you don't know you overate until you eat those 3 other bites and realize, oh, yeah, I should have stopped 3 bites ago.
That was a big mess. Yeah.
And when you're doing that, making sure you're not critical of yourself, right? So you're not judging yourself for the times you do overeat, but learning from it, kind of, okay, that's a takeaway. This is what my body feels when I'm starting to feel full, which means I need to make sure that I'm slowing down then about it.
Amanda, if anyone needs to get a hold of you or wants to take advantage of your services or get some help from you, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can call me over here at the hospital. My direct line is 515-332-7608. Other ways you can get more of my information, I do have a Instagram and TikTok account, and that is the Balanced Eating RD. So you can follow me on there, and I have all sorts of these kind of tips that I will post.
Perfect. Amanda Toole from the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, in Your Care, Our Mission. Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you, Craig.